First impressions aren't the most important thing. They're the only thing. At Ernie's Print Shop, we'll produce what you need to represent your company professionally. Right now, you can get 1,000 full-color business cards, 1,000 4x6 postcards, or a 3x5 banner for just $60. You choose. Check us out at erniesprintshop.com. Ernie's Print Shop. Over 50 years, one source, one solution. erniesprintshop.com. 502-969-8585.
Being a victim of crime is no joke, but you do have options that can help you avoid becoming a victim. I'm Ed Springsteen of the My View Matters radio show, and on behalf of myself and co-host Ed Martin, I urge each of you to help us fight against crime. You can do your part by calling Crime Stoppers at 582-CLUE. Since 1982, Crime Stoppers has helped get over 23,000 criminals off the street with your help. Working together, we can make a difference to take our streets back. Please call Crime Stoppers at 582-CLUE, or you can visit them online at www.582clue.com. Remember, Crime Stoppers always offers up to a $1,000 reward. Get involved and help make a positive change in your neighborhood. Thanks.
Advertisers, here's a great way to reach a quality audience. Get heard on My View Matters and make some noise in the marketplace.
Email myviewmatters@aol.com for advertising opportunities. Make a sound investment.
So, I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, "I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!"
Welcome once again to the Ed Springsteen Show, brought to you by the MVM Radio Network, home of LouisvillePolitics.com and EdSpringsteen.com. You can go for all the latest podcasts of this show and any stories we've got in development and going on. While you're at LouisvillePolitics.com, please join our email newsletter, and we'll make sure everything is sent direct to your inbox on a weekly or a monthly basis, your choice. And also join RSS feed so you can get all the latest copies of this show to your inbox as well. For you guys that are new to the show, the call-in numbers are 858-683-1326 and area code 502-805-0334. For those of you who are in the listening queue, we appreciate you each and every night. Just make sure you hit that number one on your dial pad so that we know that you want to be heard on air. And for everybody else, the chat room, of course, is open. You can sign in right here at BTR, or you can sign in using your Facebook, Twitter accounts, or social media accounts. All kinds of ways to talk to us. We have a lot going on. I tell you, it never stops. It never stops. I really want to get into LMAS, the Louisville Metro Animal Services, and more on this McConnell-Grimes race. But we had a late-breaking story today that was put out late concerning the IRS scandal. As we know, the IRS was targeting conservative groups and had refused to grant them their nonprofit status and put them off for months and months and months so that they could not be a factor in the last election. Well, we had a ruling for today. The federal judge in Washington today sided, yes, you heard me right, sided with the IRS and dismissed lawsuits by the Tea Party organizations who had sued the IRS for the improper delays and everything else in their application for tax-exempt status. District Judge Reggie Walton ruled that the lawsuits by True the Vote and Lynchpins of Liberty, and there's also another 41 other conservative organizations who had filed, were no longer valid because the IRS took steps to address the scandal and publicly suspended its targeting scheme. Essentially, what that means is the IRS can do anything they want to do. The federal government can do anything they want to do with no recourse. The judge is basically stating that since the IRS finally admitted that they did it publicly and that they, you know, promised not to do it again, if you will, that there's not going to be any reason for the lawsuits to go forward. They admitted they were wrong, and that's the end of it. It's disturbing because the court acknowledged in its opinion, the judge acknowledged in his opinion that the IRS did intentionally target True the Vote based on political beliefs. It did, the opinion says that these are unconstitutional conducts. They were definitely targeted. Lynchpins of liberty as well. You know, it's amazing to me that this could be permitted to stand. I don't comprehend it. I don't comprehend it because the judge says, okay, they did it on purpose. They screwed you over. You know, you need damages. Well, the Lynchpins of Liberty lost a $30,000 grant, which was a big part of his business to mentor students because the IRS took this action and refused to give them their, you know, tax-exempt nonprofit status. So they cost the Lynchpins of Liberty at least $30,000. Cost were to True the Vote. So, you know, when you sit here, a lot of people will sit here and argue that there have to be damages. Well, Lynchpins for Liberty lost a $30,000 grant, so that's a monetary damage. This judge just flat out, outright denied justice. I don't think there's any other way to look at this. To say that, yeah, the IRS did this, but big deal. You know, and I have to agree with, you know, the Lynchpins of Liberty. You know, their attorney put out a statement and said this, that if this ruling is permitted to stand, it will embolden a government which has already exceeded its limits to believe that it can violate the natural rights of its citizens until caught, at which point it must only apologize, fix the problem, and move on to the next victim. I agree with that statement because that is exactly what happened. The IRS did this until they got caught. There were many, many conservative groups who were harmed by this. Their mission is to be a nonprofit and work on, you know, whatever it is they do, whether it's elections, partisan politics, you know, whatever. As long as they're nonprofit, hey, what the hell, right? I mean, they can be anything they want to be. And this judge said, well, the government can do anything it wants to do until they get caught, and then all they have to do is fix it, meaning we're not going to do it anymore, and we're sorry. And there's no repercussions for the action. This is a very disturbing precedent for just how far the government is allowed to go in any capacity. It isn't just the IRS, folks. It isn't just the IRS. I mean, you might as well give an apology for the Fast and Furious scandal. They got caught gun running and illegal guns. They ended up killing, you know, Border Patrol agents. Hey, don't worry about it. We're sorry. We screwed up. It won't happen again. No damages. How many people were killed by those guns? What about the damages to those families? I mean, you might as well apply this across the board to each and every scandal there is out there. It's a disturbing trend that we have allowed our federal government to go down. It is more disturbing that our federal courts that we rely on to make sure that there is justice and there is equality and that there is fairness in our legal system, to think that a judge can do this, make this decision, saying that, yep, the IRS screwed up, but big deal? I'm sorry. That is disturbing. You know, the Lynchpins for Liberty attorney also went on to say that, you know, the court appears to believe that tossing a life preserver to a swimmer who has already drowned can magically revive the dead, or that the government's promise not to hurt anyone in the future releases it from liability for past harms. That's exactly right. I agree with the attorney. I agree with Lynchpins for Liberty attorney. That basically said, you know, the government could do anything they want to do. Just come back and say you're sorry, and there's no recourse for your action. Over 300 million Americans in this country just lost civil liberties because of this federal judge. They haven't decided, of course, whether to appeal or not. I certainly hope they do, but that decision hasn't been made yet. It is interesting, of course, that in all the reports I've seen about this story, everybody has to point out that George Bush is the one who appointed a judge, Reggie Walton, who made this ruling. You know, so what? So what? I really don't care about that. I don't care who appointed the guy. I do care that there's no justice in our federal court system, and that's very, very disturbing. You guys should be disturbed by that as well. In the meantime, I want to get back to the local real quick. I just had to put that story out there real fast because I just couldn't believe it. I read it 5 minutes before the show and was stunned by that ruling. One thing most people won't be stunned by here in Louisville is Louisville Metro Animal Services and this fallacy that we call Mayor Greg Fisher. Mayor Greg Fisher is finally, after 16 months of having no leadership, although he claims otherwise, has finally appointed a Metro Animal Services director. This director is named Jessica Jo Montgomery. According to Councilwoman Cindy Fowler, who is quoted in the Courier-Journal story I'm using here for you guys, Cindy Fowler says that she seems to be very genuine and dedicated to animal care. It's really nice to have a veterinarian in charge, except Jessica Jo Montgomery is not a veterinarian. She is a veterinary technician. She's a vet tech. She's not a veterinarian. So I find that very, very interesting. There are all kinds of questions running around and now, and you can thank Jake Payne over at the Ville Voice for this. Give the man plenty of credit. He has done so much to out the fallacies at Louisville Metro Animal Services. I don't even want to try to keep up with it. I mean, he's done that well of a job, which is very rare for me to think that somebody has. He has. So I just put a link in the chat room for his story, and he's outlining the problems with Jessica Jo Montgomery. Apparently, Jessica Jo Montgomery likes to do online modeling, if you will. There are a couple of subjective photographs. Jake refers to them as softcore porn and things like that. But these are found at Drotiga.com. And I'm not a paying member at Drotiga, and I'm not going to become a paying member for a month just to get the juicy pictures. They have four or five photos on the front page, but they refuse to let you see any other photos without being a paid member. I will guarantee you there are probably more explicit photos. Drotiga is known for that type of model behavior, if you will. But this person is not a veterinary technician, has never run any clinic of this size, has never done anything like this. She is a veteran. She worked with, you know, veterinary stuff in Iraq. She did take care of veterinary soldiers in Iraq. These are the guys, you know, who were going out with the bomb-sniffing dogs and everything else. You know, so she has some experience looking after a couple of animals, but she has no experience of something along the scale of an LMAS. Does that sound familiar? Why is it that this mayor continues to bring in these kind of substandard people? And even though we know that there hasn't been a director in charge in the last 16 months, Sadiqa Reynolds has been pulling all the strings in that department, and she's a nightmare in herself. Greg Fisher did state in the Courier-Journal article that there has been a misunderstanding about the leadership in LMAS, that after Justin Scali left as director in May of 2013, a gentleman who should have never been hired, he is one of the latest nightmares with the LMAS scandal. He said he hired a team when he brought in Scali, and that team consisted of Donald Robinson as the assistant director of operations and Margaret Brosco as a senior manager of special initiatives and communications. What has happened? Well, Justin Scali left last year. He should have never been hired. Brosco, he brought in, joined the mayor's office in July. So she left LMAS and went to the mayor's office in July. She was rewarded for keeping her mouth shut. And Donald Robinson is going to be moved to another leadership position within Metro government. But he's going to stay on this transition team for the next 6 to 8 weeks to help Montgomery get up to speed on how to do her job at LMAS. And Kelly Downard, Metro Councilman Kelly Downard, to think that, you know, I have problems with these people would be an understatement. But it's so bad that even Metro Councilman Kelly Downard actually was quoted as saying that it causes me great concern to know that Donald Robinson will be managing other city employees with the record he's got. I'm concerned that Margaret Brosco has moved to the mayor's office. When you have a councilman go public like that in that kind of a situation, especially one who really has no problem working with the Democrats and liberals in this town, even though he's a Republican in Kelly Downard, When you have him going public with those kind of statements, it tells you all you need to know. It tells you all you need to know. These are two failures. And it's so fascinating. I mean, it really, really is. And just to make things even worse, Greg Fisher hired Stephanie Moore to serve as the assistant director of Louisville Metro Animal Services. Him and Sadiqua Reynolds have been running around everywhere telling the whole world how great Stephanie Moore is and how fantastic she's going to be at the Louisville Metro Animal Services Department. Except not so much. Stephanie Moore is the former executive director of the Humane Society right here in Jefferson County, and she was arrested for euthanizing animals at the animal shelter without having the required certification. This is according to Jefferson County Detective Mike Kearney. He's the one who investigated the case. Again, this is on Jake's site, and I'll go ahead and put that link in there for you as well. Let's put that in the chat room, make that easier for you guys to find. But Stephanie Moore apparently was arrested for illegal euthanasia of animals, and she's a great thing for LMAS. Folks, these are serious charges. She was let go from her last job. She has not been able to keep a job in animal services anywhere. This mayor, Greg Fisher, clearly does not know what he's doing. He really doesn't. We have had a mess and a nightmare in LMAS for many, many years. You can go all the way back to Jerry Abramson and Gilles Ballack, and they take that to Wayne Zielinski, Justin Scali, and now this. Sadiqua Reynolds is the one who is responsible for hiring these people. According to Greg Fisher, Sadiqua Reynolds picked Montgomery to serve as director of LMAS, and, you know, she was involved in all of these hires. We have been screaming, Jake Payne has been screaming loud, we've been jumping on that bandwagon as well, about how incompetent and inept that we believe Sadiqua Reynolds is. She is nothing more than a party hack, in most people's opinion. I know you guys don't like the name calling, but it's true. She has been nothing more than a party hack that will do whatever she's told to do, and she don't care about anything or anybody but herself and her own power. It's a self-ego trip. That's the same problem that Greg Fisher has. Greg Fisher is running Louisville into the ground. He has been since he took office. There is no doubt about this. From costing us millions of dollars and a world-class workforce training facility that would have helped most of the people in this town get the education and the skills training that they needed to get jobs, he made these people unemployable for anything more than McDonald's. He refused to give them the help with the skills they needed at no cost to Louisville. So he's proved that he doesn't care about the people. When you look at LMAS, this has been an ongoing problem for the 4 years that he's been in office. And he has yet to address it effectively or correct it, instead of giving us constant smoke and mirrors and incompetent people to run an organization that don't have the skills or the training necessary to do the job. And he allows people who are inept and incompetent, like Sadiqua Reynolds, to lead him around by the nose and take care of all the heavy work. What is Greg Fisher's problem? I've often been told that you can tell if people are good or bad by the way that they treat animals, children, and old people. If that holds true, and I personally believe it does, then Greg Fisher has proven all he needs to prove to anybody in Louisville. He doesn't care about any of those things. And he proved it even more with these recent hires. Yeah, I know, Paul. I get it. Paul's in the chat room, and he says it's not about ability. Look at the President of the United States as the poster child for incompetence in government and keeping us divided. You know, you're absolutely 100% correct, sir. 100% correct, sir. Can't argue with that. And I'll tell you, here's another great example for that. Since we're already down that road, we'll come back to the other stuff later. But President Barack Obama is apparently so upset, and his feelings are so hurt, because the Democrats aren't making him the center of attention in their elections this year. Every Democrat is running as far away from Barack Obama and Obamacare as they possibly can. They are lying and cheating and stealing through their nose to distance themselves from Barack Obama. They won't even allow Barack Obama to come to fundraisers or do fundraisers for them. They instead opt for Bill Clinton to come and lie to the people, because Bill Clinton's a better liar than Obama is. But you're right. He is keeping us divided. And here's a great example why. The Hill put out a story the other day, and they were talking about this divide, and they mentioned something here. If you need to think that the president is not egotistical and cares about everybody, you're wrong. Because President Obama knows why all of these people are crowding away from him. He knows why they're crowding away from him. He's on a radio interview with Al Sharpton and decides to tell everybody he understands why people are avoiding him, because of his approval ratings. But these same people who are avoiding him are strong allies and supporters who have supported my agenda in Congress. So if you're somebody seeking office out there, a senator or representative seat, you're telling the whole world you don't side with the president because you're trying to distance himself. President Obama just proved you were a liar. That's the divide. He just proved you were a liar. Because these people who are avoiding him are strong allies and supporters who have supported his agenda in Congress by his own words. He just said, if you're denouncing me and you're trying to lie and say that you don't have anything to do with me, I'm going to tell the whole world the truth. I don't care if you get elected or not, because you hurt my feelings. I must be number one. So he goes on to say, you know, it's tough to have me in the state because Republicans will use that to try to fan Republican turnout. The Republicans don't have to use anything. President Obama is making this very easy for Democrats to stay home. Not that I personally have a problem with that. But, you know, I admit that freely. But we've got to sit here and look at the big picture here. The president goes on to say that the bottom line is this. These are all folks who vote with me. They have supported my agenda in Congress. They're on the right side of minimum wage, fair pay, rebuilding our infrastructure, blah, blah, blah. Goes on to talk about all these things that he supposedly is doing and that these people are siding with him on, and they've supported his agenda in Congress. If you look right here in the state of Kentucky and the Alice in Wonderland Grimes race against Mitch McConnell, she's done everything she can to distance herself from Mitch McConnell, or from Barack Obama, I should say. And she has lied through her teeth to make sure that she's not associated with Obama in any way. And the same thing can be done and said about every sitting senator and representative out there who is up for re-election in this cycle. Every one of those Democrats are sitting there and facing the same lies and ineptness that Alice in Wonderland Grimes is putting out here in Kentucky. They're putting out in their home states and in their voting districts. And everybody knows it's a lie, because the president just said so. These guys are lying. They love me. They support me. I mean, really, come on. This is incredible, you know. So we've got to really look at this kind of stuff. It says his feelings aren't hurt, but just know that they worked with me. Well, if your feelings aren't hurt, you didn't have to be the center of attention. Then why did you have to go out there telling the whole world that they all voted with you? You just stabbed them in the back yourself. So let's look at this, all right? When you want to look at some of these races and people that have tried to distance themselves, Senator Kay Hagan, a Democrat in North Carolina, she has been out there being real critical on the president's policies on Ebola, the fighting in Iraq and Syria, and immigration. But, oh, wait a minute. Obama says you side with him and you stood with him on his agenda. Those are all his agenda talking points, Senator Hagan. Senator Mark Begich, Democrat out of Alaska, He has blasted Obama's energy policies. Went nuts on him. We all know about Solyndra and the green energy failures and the billions of dollars that we've lost thanks to the inept and incompetent things that are going on at the White House and energy policies. Begging is blasting Obama for his energy policies, but wait a minute. Obama just said that these Democrats who are blasting him stand with him and have been standing with him, voting with him, and supported his agenda. Green energy is one of those policies that Barack Obama supports. So he just told the whole world Begich is a liar. And, of course, we just talked about Alice in Wonderland Grimes, who can't even say if she voted for the president. The president has not even appeared at a campaign event with any Democratic Senate candidate. This is true. Less than 2 weeks before a major midterm election, a chance where the Senate may actually flip to conservative or to GOP, and the Democrats don't want their number one party person around them. They are so scared of fallout from President Obama. They are so scared to get caught in their own lies that they don't want him anywhere around them. It's very, very disturbing. So, yeah, Paul, you were right. The president sets the tone of division, and that's just one way they've done it. We could spend an hour or 2 hours, talking about the racial divide thanks to this president and his racist activist, Attorney General Eric Holder, whose assistant resigned as soon as the Fast and Furious information was just released through Judicial Watch, and we'll get into that. But we look at all these things, and it's really going to be a very, very interesting election here in a couple of weeks. It really is. It's really going to be interesting. We're going to take a break real quick. When we get back, we'll point out a couple of things. He's in the chat room talking about Teacher of the Year and some other things that aren't a coincidence, have to do with Jerry Anderson. You're right, Paul. You're right. But when we get back, we're going to get into a couple of other stories I think are very interesting, and we're going to stay right here in Kentucky for the most part. We're going to talk about Democrat State Representative being indicted by a grand jury. We're going to get more into the Allison Grimes, Mitch McConnell contest. You're just not going to believe where it's all going to go. We'll see you after the break. Be right back.
First impressions aren't the most important thing. They're the only thing. At Ernie's Print Shop, we'll produce what you need to represent your company professionally. Right now, you can get 1,000 full-color business cards, 1,000 4x6 postcards, or a 3x5 banner for just $60. You choose. Check us out at erniesprintshop.com. Ernie's Print Shop, over 50 years, one source, one solution. erniesprintshop.com, 502-969-8585.
Being a victim of crime is no joke, but you do have options that can help you avoid becoming a victim. I'm Ed Springsteen of the My View Matters radio show, and on behalf of myself and co-host Ed Martin, I urge each of you to help us fight against crime. You can do your part by calling Crime Stoppers at 582-CLUE. Since 1982, Crime Stoppers has helped get over 23,000 criminals off the street with your help. Working together, we can make a difference to take our streets back. Please call Crime Stoppers at 582-CLUE, or you can visit them online at www.582clue.com. Remember, Crime Stoppers always offers up to a $1,000 reward. Get involved and help make a positive change in your neighborhood. Thanks.
Advertisers, here's a great way to reach a quality audience. Get heard on My View Matters and make some noise in the marketplace.
Email myviewmatters@aol.com for advertising opportunities. Make a sound investment.
Remember, as always, call-in numbers 858-683-1326 or 502-805-334. And if you're in the listening queue, there's a bunch of you there, as always. We appreciate it. But make sure you hit that one if you want to be heard on air. It sends me a flag. Let me know that you got something to say. you go to LouisvillePolitics.com, don't forget to join our RSVP email newsletter. And if you're so inclined, hit the little donate button. We can use all the help we can get to keep everything alive we do. In the meantime, we're going into break, and I tell you, hey, it just never seems to stop. Last night we talked a little bit about election fraud and vote fraud. And there's a lot of people who take offense to that, and they try to act like there's no such thing as election fraud or voter fraud, even though we have plenty of examples. We have had people indicted, found guilty, sentenced to jail in the last couple of election cycles. We know that the Diebold machines and a lot of these touch screens are manipulated and can be. They're easy to do. Any hacker, any third-grade hacker can do this. But, you know, there's also a hidden thing here that affects elections as well. And it's one of the things that a lot of people don't really think about. But today, once again, it came to my attention because we have Democrat State Rep Keith Hall out of Phelps. He has apparently spent $46,000 on bribes to a state mine inspector, so that mine inspector would ignore the violations on coal mines. Now, how do you tie that into election fraud, voter fraud, or anything else? Well, it's not really as far of a stretch as you might think it is. It's really not. Keith Hall is well known in Pike County. He owns these coal mines. He's an elected representative who can use that position to benefit himself and his business. Clearly, if the alleged charges are true, and he paid $46,000 to an inspector to ignore the violations, then clearly he was hoping to benefit from his position, and it worked out. But if you're running for office and you're an elected rep and you're all over the news because your mines are failing because you have safety violations and all these other violations, it doesn't look good on you, and it's easy for anybody to oppose you to use that against you. So you bribe a mining inspector, you can tell the whole world, I run these mines, we run so great, even though it's a full vote, bold-faced lie. People are voting based on the lie. To me, that's a type of fraud. Agree, disagree, I don't know. Give me a call and let me know. But to me, that's a type of fraud. According to the indictment, Hall was paying out these bribes to an inspector by the name of Kelly Shortridge. Now, this came out in June of last year. We finally got the indictment now. But Shortridge was the inspector responsible for inspecting Keith Hall's mines. They set up, you heard me right, they set up a shell company called DKJ Consulting. It was in the name of Shortridge's wife, and they used that to funnel the bribes through one of Hall's companies, S&K Properties, according to prosecutors. Wow. You don't even give a guy a cash handshake anymore. Now you've just lied to the IRS as well, but we know the IRS, hey, they're not going to get in any trouble. You'll get in trouble maybe. But, you know, you just lied to the IRS as well. But you set up this shell company called DKJ Consulting, right? And you take those checks and you write these checks to this place out of your own company, S&K Properties, which is what Keith Hall was doing. And those checks are going for consulting fees and everything else, so they're a write-off on your tax returns. So, you know, that's what makes all of this so interesting. So now you've just committed, you know, tax fraud. You know, so Hall was indicted for bribery. Shortridge was indicted for bribery, lying to the FBI about his involvement, and attempting to extort more money from Hall. The penalty is up to 10 years in prison. The extortion charge carries is a maximum of 20 years. Lying to a federal agent carries a 5-year max. So the bottom line is, you know, these guys, if they're found guilty, and all indications are that they will be, are going to spend some time in jail. It's not going to be 10 years. You're not going to put State Rep Keith Hall in jail, not for 10 years. They'll probably give him a little bunny sentence, maybe even suspend the damn sentence and put him on probation. Who knows? But here, you know, this is how complex, this is how the Democratic mafia machine works in this state. They set up dummy corporations so they can get tax write-offs for the money they're bribing you with from your other corporation. It's very, very, very interesting. Question in the chat room, how much would total? $46,000 to $46,000 is the total of the bribes. So it's going to be interesting to see how this is going to work out and where it's going to go. I thought it was an interesting situation. Once again, we've got yet another Democrat caught in a bribery scandal here in Kentucky. You know, Kentucky is notorious for this stuff. Kentucky is notorious for vote buying, bribes, whatever it takes to keep the mafia in power. That's exactly what they do, and this is just another example of it. So, you know, it's very, very interesting. And let's see here. Chat room. Yeah, Paul, it is cheap, but it's also felonious cheap. So I've got no problem. I don't care if it was $2,000 or $46,000 or $2 million. The intent is the same. It's still the law. And you're right. This goes to show. I mean, they can't even get real money out of it. They got to sit here and haggle over the bribe. That is hilarious. But moving on, I told you guys we were going to get into some of the Alice in Wonderland Grimes stuff here and things like that and the Mitch McConnell thing. Well, last week we reported that the Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee had pulled and stopped running any television ads on behalf of Grimes. The speculation was two things. The Democrats really had to focus on the incumbents to protect whatever Senate seats that they had that they could protect to make sure that the GOP didn't take over the Senate. And the general consensus was that Alice in Wonderland Grimes had a little over $4 million on hand, so she could afford to pay for her own advertising without outside help, so the DSCC could spend the money in other races. A week later, the DSCC has now went and bought $650,000 in ad buys on behalf of Alice in Wonderland Grimes here in Kentucky. According to a committee official, the organization decided to buy more ad time because their internal polling showed that Grimes was gaining momentum and that undecided voters were breaking her away. I don't know where they get this internal polling. I always find it very laughable when people hide behind internal polls. You know, as we know here in Louisville, you know, we had this place called Derby City Polling. There was nothing more than front for a couple of council members and local representatives. There was nothing that I could ever find that legit about any of the polling information they put in. And most certainly the polls were lies because the people they were supporting got their asses handed to them in an election. But anyway, that's another story. But this comes just a couple of days, you know, less than a week after they said that Alice in Wonderland Grimes could buy her own ads, they decided to put $650,000 into an ad buy. They claimed at the time they pulled their ads that they weren't abandoning Grimes and that they were had actually given her $300,000 for a so-called grassroots campaign and everything else. So why did they come back here? Only two things really stand out to me. If the premise of the argument that I put out last week was that Alice in Wonderland Grimes had plenty of money with over $4 million so she could fund her own ad buys is true, then the DSCC came in here because she really didn't have $4 million. That she didn't have the money to run the next 2 weeks. That those numbers we have been force-fed and the media has been trying to lead us to believe, the mainstream media and the candidates themselves have been trying to lead us to believe all this money was available sitting there, perhaps wasn't true. Now that they found out the truth, the race is, for the most part, within the margin of error. They came back in so they couldn't look like they abandoned her. But, of course, there's been backlash to the DSCC, too, over the last week. Everybody has been saying Grimes is a loser because they pulled out. Well, they also have to protect their own ego and reputation, I guess. I don't know. And the second part of that, though, if it remains true, and we were working off of the premise last week, the second premise was that the incumbents needed the help because the incumbents were having problems and were struggling, then did the DSCC just pull $650,000 from a struggling incumbent, a Democrat incumbent, that they don't feel can win their race, and a Republican is going to take that seat in hopes that they can spend enough money to make this a close race between McConnell and Grimes so that they can have a net loss of zero. You know, it is very interesting when you get into the dynamics, but it's fascinating because the DSCC is forming and going back and forth, which tells me it's unorganized and they don't know what to do. There's a lot of doubt and confusion in this year's elections for the Democratic Mafia. And it's even got them concerned. It's even got them concerned at a national level when it comes to spending money. That's actually a good thing to me. It really is. It's Alice in Wonderland Farms, we continue to hammer on her because it's so easy to do. I'm sorry, folks. As far as I'm concerned, she's inept and incompetent. She was elected as Secretary of State. Was Secretary of State at a payroll of $117,000 a year, a paycheck she still collects today because she's the acting Secretary of State. And I say acting because there's no evidence that she's ever been in the building. I don't think she knows where her office is. But she's in that role for 1 year. And then, thanks to the Ashley Judd fiasco the Democrats screwed up on, they recruited her thinking because Alice in Wonderland Crimes is a female that they can get her elected against the old brazen guard in Mitch McConnell. So they just replaced Alice in Wonderland Grimes with Ashley Judd. So she has less than 1 year experience in the only elected job she has ever had as Secretary of State, and has spent the rest of her time going to California, Martha's Vineyard, and all across the country seeking campaign donations to run against Mitch McConnell. So she's not even doing the job we paid her $117,000 a year for. And she has less than 1 year experience in an elected position. Who else do we know like that, folks? Who else do we know that didn't even complete their first term as an elected official before they started running for the other one? Oh, come on. We can see what that ineptness has done to America, can't we? His name is Barack Obama. Well, so she spends all her time running for Senate, distances herself and swears up and down she is not Obama's handpicked maiden, if you will, even though we all know better. We have Project Veritas out there. James O'Keefe is the one who runs Project Veritas, and the liberal left is destroying him, trying to say that he's making up all of these false claims and everything else, that the only people who ever said anything about Alice in Wonderland grinding her position on coal, which is very true, by the way, those statements were volunteers who really didn't know for sure, totally discounting that one of the main people they had in the Project Veritas video speaking against Alice in Wonderland Grimes is somebody who knows very well what it's like to be an elected official and knows very well how it works. Her name is former state auditor Crit Llewellyn. In that Project Veritas video that they're trying to scream were volunteers talking out of their butt and didn't know what they were talking about, Crit Llewellyn said the same thing. Allison is saying that, but at the end of the day, you know, she's not going to take care of coal. She can't. Crit Llewellyn went further to say that President Obama's policies, that the EPA and President Obama have essentially shut down coal anyway. So it's an easy thing for Alice in Wonderland Grimes to go out there and lie about standing up for coal because she can't do anything about it anyway. Crit Llewellyn, the revered Democrat elected official right here in Kentucky, who I have actually voted for. Very well respected in most corners. Democrat hack? Sure. Democrats come first always. But Crit Llewellyn did one hell of a job as state auditor, and she has held elected office. She has been in politics for many, many, many years. She's a political insider in the Democratic Party, so she would know. This isn't a volunteer that's passing out literature, just giving you, you know, what their opinion is and basing it on stuff they don't know anything about. Crit Llewellyn knows. To me, that validates the Project Veritas of James O'Keefe video. However, that was just one thing that we talked about. Another thing that we talked about was the fact that Alice in Wonderland Grimes owns property with her father. She is owner of property that has been fined so many times and found in violation of so many planning and zoning ordinances. It's unbelievable. Those fines, of course, got paid as soon as she started running for senator after sitting there for years and nothing was ever being done about it. They got paid so they could clean it up so she could run for senator. We talked to you about huge-ass burgers. Her family's restaurant, her dad owns huge-ass burgers. And the sexist menu that he has, including Charlotte's Rack, you know, a rack of ribs that are named after his wife's breast, admittedly, we're not making this up, you know, all of these different things have proven to be a sexist and a feminist. And Alice in Wonderland Grimes says that she is there for women and wants to take care of women. And it doesn't even take up for women in her own family. and we expect her to actually care about women anywhere else. So that's turned out to be pretty much a falsehood. Huge-ass burgers, while Alice in Wonderland Grimes is out there screaming about raising minimum wage, huge-ass burgers makes plenty of money. They make a great profit. We know this because her father, Jerry Lundergan, uses those profits to funnel money into the Democratic machine every chance he gets. He maxed out to Obama. He's given to the Clintons. That's why the Clintons are here for Alice in Wonderland Grimes now. All right. Speaking of which, if you say that you stand up for women and that women deserve better in this nation, why would you invite Bill Clinton to stand beside you and try to project that you care about women? Here is the biggest lying, manipulative abuser of young women I can possibly think of. Former President Bill Clinton and what he did to Monica Lewinsky, and the continued affairs and womanizing that he has done throughout his entire marriage to Hillary. He clearly does not respect or care for women at all. He has tried to destroy Monica Lewinsky and did a hell of a job with that. And this is the best that Alice in Wonderland Grimes can come stand beside her while she's touting how great and how much she respects women and she's going to stand up for women. That's another puzzle all to itself. But back to huge-ass burgers, though. Huge-ass burgers makes all of this money, sends all this money to the Democratic machine, and they pay their own employees minimum wage. Nobody has ever told an employer that they can't pay an employee more than minimum wage. If you're going to sit here and start screaming about minimum wage should be the minimum wage should be raised for everybody, then take care of your own house. Alice in Wonderland Grimes can't do that. That's what makes her inept and incompetent. It is a series of hypocrisies and lies. John Yarmuth is no better. I wish Dr. Michael McFarlane all the luck in the world to take out Congressman John Yarmuth in a couple of weeks. He's got an uphill battle, and I hope you guys check out Dr. Michael McFarlane. He's got a website. There's all kinds of media out there about the gentleman. But I would love to see him come in and do something about that and beat John Yarmuth. I'm not sure that's possible. But John Yarmuth is another hypocrite. He's got more money. He has earned more money in a short amount of time he's been in Congress than all of the money, than the combined wealth of Mitch McConnell and his wife after 30 years. And half of Mitch McConnell's wealth comes from his wife's inheritance. John Yarmuth has profited from Obamacare, which is almost family home health care. John Yarmuth has come to Louisville and screamed about wanting to raise minimum wage to $10.10, and he's put the full weight of himself behind our Metro Council to make that happen in Louisville, while at the same time his restaurant business, Sonny's Barbecue, pays their people minimum wage, and he's making plenty of money off of that. You tell me, folks. John Yarmuth is a millionaire. Alice in Wonderland Grimes, her family are millionaires. All of these people give plenty of money. I mean, I'm talking thousands and thousands of dollars to the Democratic machine candidates so that they can keep power. And they're sitting there bitching about not raising minimum wage when they're making their money on the back of those who are making minimum wage because they refuse to pay them what those people are worth. They refuse to live by the rules that they set. It gets even worse. It gets even worse. Because now we have another story coming from the Daily Caller. It was out yesterday. Now we're finding out that Alice in Wonderland Grimes' family catering business gets a hell of a lot of their workers as unpaid interns. Grimes continues to scream about minimum wage. We know all about huge-ass burgers paying their people minimum wage. Lundergan Catering, which is owned by Grimes' family. you know, they pay some of the workers nothing. Offer internships for college students. These are unpaid positions, either full or part-time. And interns gain experience and knowledge of the event planning business, and that's their reward. While these interns are out there stacking up thousands of dollars in student loans that they're going to have to pay back, right? Another thing that Grimes and company and the Democratic mafia like to always bring out there, they have no problem. The point is, these Democrats have no problem telling you what you should pay your people or how you should live your life. Just don't pay attention to my house because I'm not going to practice what I preach. I find that very disturbing. I really do. I find that very disturbing, and I don't understand why more people don't. I really, really don't. It's mind-boggling. It's mind-boggling. The poorest among us, the Democrats have been in control for more than 50 years. The poorest among us are poorer today, 50 years later. You know, Jerry Abramson, we caught Jerry Abramson being honest when he was outside here. He was in North Carolina at a speech. It's one of the reasons Jerry Abramson resigned, because he got caught showing his true colors, if you will, by a statement he made. He said that the problem with Louisville was that we were becoming poorer, blacker, and older. And that was in West Virginia, not North Carolina. Thank you, Paul's chat room. We were able to get a copy of that from our friend, actually from our friend Paul. And we were able to show the world at Louisville Politics and EdSpringson.com who Jerry Abramson really was, the former mayor. And when you look at this, there were at least two things in that statement that were right. The people in Louisville are poorer and older under Democratic policies. These Democrats have led for the last 50 years. Paul, I'd love to play that clip, but I don't have it in the queue. It has to be loaded up. My apologies. That's the way BTR works. We'll play that clip next week. But it had, you know, this is the thing. Democrat leadership has led the African-American community down a poverty road. That poverty has went over to the white community as well. Don't get me wrong. We're all facing the same problems. But their policies have affected and hurt the African-American community more, seemingly, than it has the rest of the population. And you have to ask yourself why. When do you come to that position where you get to this, you know, come to Jesus moment, if you will, and realize the truth that's sitting before you? You have to realize that truth. And the truth is that the liberal policies have failed this nation. They have failed this nation. There's no other way around that. And they continue getting elected because for 50 years now, the Democrats have been setting up a voting bloc to benefit them. They have made people so damn dependent on the handout that they have forgotten that that hand is supposed to be a hand up. The African-American community has been left so far behind, it's unreal in Louisville. They have been abused, mistreated, and left to fend for themselves. That's why the West End is no better today than it was 50 years ago. In fact, it's much, much worse. The African-American community has been left to fend for itself. So when you look at this poorer and older, then you have to start looking at the process. And what you're seeing today is more and more African-American people are saying, hey, we've had enough. We're starting to see that. We have good leaders, Dr. Ben Carson and so many others, that are proving good leadership and not allowing the excuses of the liberal left to continue controlling the minority population. Why do you think the Democrats are so scared of voter ID? They're scared to death of voter ID because the black people in this country are waking up and they're realizing that they've been sold a bill of goods, that they have been lied to, cheated, and mistreated for more than 50 years. We have an 82-year-old woman who has been a lifelong Democrat supporter who is voting Republican this election for the first time in her life because she just can't stand any more lies from Obama and the Democratic machine. She's had enough. 82 years old, she finally got it. And that's the problem for the Democratic mafia. Because now they have to start worrying about whether they can control the black vote like they've always believed that they could by giving away a piece of candy that's going to put something in your mouth for 5 minutes, but we're going to screw you for the next 50 years. That's why they're scared of voter ID, because if you have voter ID laws, it's going to be harder for the next generation of the Democratic mafia people to be exploited for their vote. And that's the illegal Mexican and the illegal alien generation they have and doing in this country today. There are almost 20 to 30 million illegal aliens in this country today. And that's a conservative estimate, folks. That is the next voting block that the Democrats have to make dependent on them. That's why they don't want voter ID. There's no problem with voter ID. Hell, you got an ID for everything. You can't go to a doctor without an ID. We talked a little bit about that last night. And you have to look at this big picture. Since the African-American community is finally waking up and realizing that they've been duped and treated basically as slaves. Sorry if you don't like me making that analogy. But the African-American community has been treated as slaves by the Democratic Party for 50 years. They have been the personal slaves of the Democratic Party who continue, and they continue to rely on them and make them slaves to the party so that they can get their vote and maintain power. That's why the illegal aliens and illegal immigrants are so important. And I am so sick of idiot liberals like Nancy Pelosi and them screaming, let's not call them illegal, let's call them undocumented. I mean, seriously. You know, do you call a thief unrich? Well, let's not call a thief a thief. Let's call that person money poor. You know, forget these damn PC labels. Let's get back to real issues in America. And now's the time to start it. Heck of a lot of people are thinking about not voting in 2 weeks, and I really hate to hear that. Because this midterm election may be one of the most important midterm elections we have for quite some time to come. If the GOP can take over the Senate, whether you like it or not, you're going to have a true balance of power against the President of the United States who has run this country in the ground for the last 6 years. It's at least effectively going to neutralize Barack Obama from making this any worse. And then in 2 years, we'll get a new president. We'll see what that president does, no matter who they are. But this president has clearly went above and beyond, in my opinion, in his quest to destroy America and make it some sort of a communistic society with himself, as his own Allah. And it's time we got control and took that out of the equation. That's it for tonight, folks. That's it for me this week. Our good friend Kim Mumma will be here with his favorite brand of Liberty Unbridled Sunday night at 7 o'clock. I will return, of course, on Monday night with the next edition of the Ed Springsteen Show. Don't forget to check out LouisvillePolitics.com. We're going to have an interesting story coming for you later tonight or tomorrow morning. That's your teaser. In the meantime, have a great weekend, folks. I'll talk to you on Monday. Take care.
First impressions aren't the most important thing. They're the only thing. At Ernie's Print Shop, we'll produce what you need to represent your company professionally. Right now, you can get 1,000 full-color business cards, 1,000 4x6 postcards, or a 3x5 banner for just $60. You choose. Check us out at erniesprintshop.com. Ernie's Print Shop. Over 50 years, one source, one solution. erniesprintshop.com. 502-969-8585.
Being a victim of crime is no joke, but you do have options that can help you avoid becoming a victim. I'm Ed Springsteen of the My View Matters radio show, and on behalf of myself and co-host Ed Martin, I urge each of you to help us fight against crime. You can do your part by calling Crime Stoppers at 582-CLUE. Since 1982, Crime Stoppers has helped get over 23,000 criminals off the street with your help. Working together, we can make a difference to take our streets back. Please call Crime Stoppers at 582-CLUE, or you can visit them online at www.582clue.com. Remember, Crime Stoppers always offers up to a $1,000 reward. Get involved and help make a positive change in your neighborhood. Thanks.
Advertisers, here's a great way to reach a quality audience. Get heard on My View Matters and make some noise in the marketplace.
Email myviewmatters@aol.com for advertising opportunities. Make a sound investment.
So, I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, "I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!"